This is challenge number 48 of the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast. Well, here we are back after a couple of weeks. Already the cards and letters are coming in and the emails. Bring back the Great Openings. Well, we are here with another opportunity for you to test your music knowledge. Can you identify five pop and rock and roll songs after hearing only the great opening notes? Plus, as always, we bring you a little bit of trivia about each of our featured songs. So thank you for downloading, and thanks for listening, and thanks for playing along. We pretty much missed a good part of the month of July with an episode of the podcast, and I've heard from a number of the fans, so we're back. Have no fear. We have five songs, and these, of course, are the clues and the songs that you would hear if you came out and played live music trivia with us on Saturday nights to the clues and songs that you're going to hear during this episode of the podcast, all from our Saturday, August 8th edition of live music and entertainment trivia from the Trivia Factory. Five songs, and yeah, we have a theme. I'm not going to tell you what the theme is, but all of our artists or groups have some theme in common in their names. Are you ready? Here we go. Here come your great openings, and hit number one is from 1981. Hit number two from 1985. We built this city. We built this city. Yeah, some of the clues, extremely short but very recognizable songs. Hit number three, 1991. Hit number four from 1995. And song number five from 1997. Don't you love those short clues? Those are the clues, your answers, and a little bit of trivia coming up in just a very quick moment. Just a word about the Trivia Factory. That's where we get the clues from, and you can find out more. And I just say this in case you want to come out and play trivia with us. We do it Monday through Thursdays on Saturday nights here in the Atlanta area. And there's even a Sunday show in Knoxville, Tennessee. So all over the North Georgia and Metro Atlanta area, and a couple of shows up in Knoxville. You can find out more at thetriviafactory.com. And I always like to invite everybody out to play trivia with me at Wings and Things in Fayetteville. You can find out the details on the website, and that's on Monday nights. We kick things off around 7 o'clock if you happen to be in the Atlanta area or are going to be visiting. Also, another reminder, since we haven't talked in a couple of weeks, but all of the show notes from the podcast are on my blog, which you can find at jimdriscoll.net, including all of the trivia about our songs. Speaking of such, let's get to the answers in the trivia. We played five songs. We had a theme. I had a little bit of fun putting the theme together this go around. Did you figure out what it was? All right, I'll tell you. The theme is United States Presidents. And hit number one was from 1981 from Grover Washington Jr. A little help from Bill Withers. We can make it if we try. Yeah, it's called Just the Two of Us. Bill Withers, Grover Washington Jr. together. When Bill Withers went in to record his vocals, believe it or not, it was the first time they ever met. And they were rarely together, even when they recorded it, and they never really got to know each other very well. Bill Withers admired Grover Washington Jr. because he's a jazz saxophonist, and he did the very first cover version of any Bill Withers song. It was an instrumental version of Ain't No Sunshine, a song that was a hit for Bill Withers in 1971. And incidentally, that may have been the first cover version, but there were a lot more and continue to be. I just checked. On Wikipedia, it lists more than 100 artists who have recorded cover versions of Ain't No Sunshine, and some of them pretty recognizable names. B.B. King, Sting, Justin Timberlake, even Michael Jackson. Hit number two in this episode from 1985. It's Jefferson Starship, or as they were beginning to be known about that time, the Starship. And we built this city. Well, I think the most interesting bit of trivia about this song is that Grace Slick sang lead vocals on it along with Mickey Thomas, and when the song hit the top of the charts, Grace Slick became the oldest woman to sing the lead vocal on a number one single. The title had been previously held by Tina Turner when she sang What's Love Got to Do With It. The record has been broken. It is now claimed by Cher when she hit number one with Believe. Well, hit number three from 1991. It's Everything I Do It For You. A number one hit for Bryan Adams. Well, Everything I Do It For You was written for the movie Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. But Bryan Adams revealed in Q magazine that initially the song didn't meet with Hollywood's approval. He said they had a lot of trouble convincing the producers and the film company that the arrangement was going to work. He said they wanted to have more period instruments used in the score so that it would blend in with the rest of the film. He said, I don't want lutes and mandolins on this. This is a pop record. He says he thinks they probably ultimately were pleased with the way things turned out, but they still buried the song as far back in the film as possible, halfway through the credits. And he said that was a reflection of how disappointed they were. Hit number four, 1995. The British group, Bush. It's called Come Down. Well, lead singer Gavin Rossdale wrote Come Down about his ex-girlfriend, who was the lead singer of the band called The Baby Animals. He said it was written after their breakup and written in the context of half regret, half celebration, and just being objective about the situation of coming down from that high and dealing with all those intense emotions. And hit number five. 3, 4! From 1997, it was the theme from The Drew Carey Show. It's called Cleveland Rocks. And it was recorded by Presidents of the United States of America. Well, Cleveland Rocks was originally written and recorded by a British musician, Ian Hunter. And it was actually first released in 1977 under the title England Rocks, but then 2 years later, he released a new version dedicated to Cleveland. He said the song was inspired in part by his desire to counteract the poor reputation of the city, for which he had some affection. Hunter says on his website that the inspiration for Cleveland Rocks goes back to the old days when people used to make fun of Cleveland, Ohio. He said Cleveland was uncool while L.A. and New York City were cool. He says he didn't see it that way. He says there's a lot of heart in Cleveland. Well, there you have it. Those are our five songs and our five groups or artists with our theme, Presidents of the United States. And we started out with Grover Washington Jr., followed by Jefferson Starship and Bryan Adams and Bush. And we wrapped it up, of course, with the group Presidents of the United States of America. Well, we thank you for downloading and thanks for listening. As I mentioned, you can find the show notes on my blog at jimdriscoll.net. Your feedback's always welcome. You can reach us at jimradio@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter if you'd like. You can find me at twitter.com/jimdriscoll. We'll see you next time on the Great Openings Music Trivia Podcast.